This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
The number one reason why agencies can't grow past $10,000 or $15,000 a month is they don't have a reliable, predictable way of booking sales calls and getting new clients. Most agencies either struggle to find and attract enough of their ideal clients and convert them into book calls, or their lead generation method is simply inconsistent, and that's why they can't grow. Now, I've scaled my agency to over $5 million per year and helped over 100 agencies across multiple industries scale to seven figures and beyond. In this video, I want to show you the exact system that we and dozens of other agencies use to book over five sales calls per week for high ticket retainer based services ranging from $1,000 a month all the way up to over $10,000 per month. And the best part is this system can run completely on autopilot once you have it set up the right way. However, this video won't be the typical high dopamine service level content that you see nowadays, as I'll give away the details and break down the strategy. So if you're looking for an easy to watch video, you might want to skip this one. But if you're looking to build a lead generation machine that books meetings for your agency while you sleep, then you're in the right place. All right, so let me start by saying who this system is built for. Really, this system is designed for agencies doing over $10,000 in monthly recurring revenue, already kind of have a niche that you're focused on, already have a service model that you feel confident solves a problem that's going to help your clients grow, and you've got some case studies, you've got some validation, some proof that what you're doing actually works. So if that's not you, you'll still get some insights, but if that's you, like, this is the system to get five plus strategy sessions week in and week out and have your agency on a consistent growth path. I feel like the first thing you have to look at when it comes to filling your pipeline, keeping your strategy sessions coming on a consistent basis, is some level of cold outreach. You know who the niche is. Whatever your niche is, in my case, plumbing companies. What we need is a list of the owners, their phone numbers, their email addresses, their contact details, and we want to find the top 20% of the industry. So I don't suggest, like, let's just scrape a massive list of every plumbing company or whatever niche you're in. We want to find the cream of the crop, the top 20%, the ones doing $1 million to $10 million per year in revenue, that have multiple trucks, that are already investing in marketing. That way we're dealing with the types of prospects we want to work with. We want to get that list, and then we want to run it through a system like Instantly, where we can send a couple of emails, do a little bit of an introduction, find out who's legit, who's not legit, see if there's anybody that's immediately interested in doing something now, so that we can ultimately use that data to invite them to webinars, to invite them to podcasts, to send case study value videos, and to pin as targeted audiences on Facebook, on Google, so that we can advertise our value. Step one is we've got to get the list. We've got to do some level of cold outreach. Step two is we want to start to position ourselves as the expert. We do that through inbound marketing. Through inbound marketing, what we're going to do is we're going to create webinar content. We're going to create podcast content. We're going to create case studies and examples. We're going to put out content that sits on YouTube, that sits on our blog, that sits on Facebook and inside Facebook groups, so that people can be exposed to our value, lean in, get pixeled in our audience, and ultimately schedule in. One, cold outreach. Two, inbound marketing. Three is marketed lead generation. If we've got the content and we've got the list, now we can laser target those clients, those prospects that we want to do business with on Facebook, on Instagram, through Google retargeting. It's very hard to market within your niche if you don't have that data. And so that's why I'm using this stair step ladder. What I've seen a lot of agencies do with their marketed lead generation is they try and go straight to appointment. Hey, you want to generate better results online? Schedule in. And if you don't show your value in advance, you don't show that you've got something proprietary and unique that you're going to bring to the table, nobody's going to be interested. The top 20% in your niche has gone through six or seven agencies over the last couple of years. They've heard about SEO, they've heard about pay-per-click, they've heard about Facebook ads. They've tried these strategies and not gotten the results that they wanted. And so if all you're saying is I can get you ranked, or I can, you know, help get you leads from Facebook, they've tried that and it didn't work. So you have to be showing them through two different methods. Number one, that your approach is different, that you've got a proprietary approach that you're going to bring to the table, which makes them feel like I should try this. The second thing you have to do is show that you've actually gotten results through case studies. That's why I said at least one case study, but we should be creating case studies on a consistent basis and showing, hey, here's the client just like you that was having this problem. They tried these other things and we implemented our proprietary process. And today, this is the result. This is how many leads, this is how many sales, this is how much revenue growth. That's what you advertise on Facebook, on Google, to get people into your funnel. It cannot be a vanilla offer. At the very top of the hierarchy, in terms of how you land clients and you get 5+ strategy sessions per month, number 4 would be speaking and associations and events within your industry. So within plumbing, yes, I'm putting out content. Yes, I'm running ads. But one of the best things we do is attend live where those plumbing companies are getting together at the National Plumbing Association, at the various groups, and we've got a booth and we're trying to find opportunities to speak and we're hanging out in the after hours. And so if you're not doing that, you're leaving a massive opportunity on the table to become known within the industry and to, you know, really capture the attention of prospects that may not be hanging out on Facebook. They may not be, you know, actively reading their emails and trying to engage with your cold messaging. So associations and speaking, and at the very top of the hierarchy to build a seven-figure, multiple seven-figure agency is joint ventures. Finding people that are already doing business with those clients that you want to work with and finding win-win relationships on why they would refer you and bring you into the business, whether that's rev share, whether that's just goodwill, whether that's because they just want you to help their clients, you're only one joint venture away from a seven-figure agency or from your next seven figures in your agency. Looking at that hierarchy of all the different things we can do to land clients, cold outreach, inbound marketing, market lead generation, association, there's a synergistic effect, right? You can't just do joint ventures, right? People aren't gonna know who you are. They're not gonna see your value. They're not gonna trust you with your client base. But if you've put out good content, you've got lots of great case studies, you're active in the association, that's when those types of opportunities start to present themselves. And so we run this whole strategy through what we call the growth system. And that's a breakdown of the things we wanna be doing daily, the things we wanna be doing monthly, and the things we wanna be doing quarterly to fill the calendar. And we find the minimum threshold is like 15 strategy sessions per month. If you can get 15 strategy sessions per month, you can maintain a 30% closing ratio. You can retain it 97%. You can build a seven-figure agency, assuming like a $1,500 to $2,500 monthly fee. You can build the seven figures in 12 to 24 months. The things you wanna do daily, right? If we're gonna get that list of top prospects, we should be connecting with those prospects every day. Cold messaging, connecting on Facebook, connecting on LinkedIn, connecting on Instagram. We're introducing ourselves to new prospects every single day. In addition to that, we should be running Facebook ads every single day, right? So once we've got that audience and we've got them targeted, they should be seeing our case studies. They should be seeing our proprietary approach. They should be seeing the results that we can bring to the table. We need to have a content machine where we're putting out new value-added content on a daily basis. You know, that could be short form, that could be interview clips, that could be a variety of things. But if we're reaching out to prospects and we're connecting with them on social media, and then we're putting out new content, they're going to see us and be exposed to our value. So those are the things that should be happening daily, monthly. If you could just do two things every single month, you will position yourself as the expert in the space, you will keep your calendar full, you will be in a constant state of growth within your agency. Number one is we wanna do a webinar every single month. So a fully promoted webinar to that list of prospects, to that cold list that we've got access to, and we're letting them know, hey, Thursday at 3, I'm gonna be teaching how to get your plumbing or HVAC website ranked on the first page for the most important keywords. And the next Thursday, I'm gonna be talking about how to make sure your website is built to convert. So you're not just getting visitors, but those visitors are converting into callers, right? One valuable webinar like that every single month gives you a reason to touch the database. It gives you a forced mechanism to create new content that's long form that can be sliced up into short form content, and it will fill your funnel. Because if you set it up correctly, people are gonna schedule in for the webinar, and whether they attend or not, they're then going to schedule in for a one-to-one to see how you can help them implement what it was that you were gonna talk about on that webinar. So one webinar per month, and then the second thing is one podcast per month. You could do more, but if you just did one long form interview with somebody in the industry, somebody within your niche, one of your past clients, and just interview them on how they're marketing themselves, how they're growing their business, how they're keeping their team engaged, specific to the industry, this is super interesting, super valuable to your ideal prospects. Again, when you do this interview, you can record it live, you can make an event out of it, you can put it on iTunes, it becomes inbound marketing, but it's also something you can add to your nurture database. Those two things, every single month, are one of the most powerful things you can do to position yourself and keep your pipeline flowing. And then quarterly, There's two things I want you to do every single quarter and just make it mandatory. One live event. So your industry, your niche is gathering, whether at a local level or on a national level, they're getting together for conferences, for trade shows, for continuing education. And so you need to find when those events are happening and you and or your team need to be there either in presence with a booth, speaking at one of the workshops or doing a breakout. If you do that once a quarter, you're gonna be exposed to value. You're gonna find joint venture opportunities. You're gonna be looked at as an expert within that particular space as a player within the industry. And the other thing we wanna do every quarter is at least one new client case study. Every client you get, you wanna knock it out of the park for those clients and you need to document, hey, here's the client, here's where they were when we started, here's the problems they were facing, here's what we did, and here's the result, right? Here's how many leads, here's how many sales, here's the outcome of our services. And that closed loop process where every month you've got a new case study, you're putting it up on YouTube, you're posting it on social media, and then you're adding it to your rotation in your ads shows you not just as a prolific thought leader within the industry, but also somebody with proven results that cares about the outcomes and proves the outcomes that you can generate. I promise you, if you do this simple process, a couple things daily, a couple things weekly, and a couple things monthly, you will have plenty of strategy sessions. 5+ per week becomes a no-brainer, and you will have consistent growth and momentum, not just with new client growth, but with the kinds of clients that stick around long-term. This is the exact system we use to book dozens of sales calls per month for our agency. And by following these steps, you'll be able to set up a system that will get you clients on autopilot. But as I'm sure you know by now, there's a lot of different components to go into scaling an agency. Building an effective sales funnel is just one piece of the puzzle. So if you're currently stuck between $50,000 and $30,000 a month and you're looking to scale your agency to the next level, I've created a full 7-module course that outlines the exact roadmap we've used to help hundreds of agencies hit 7 figures. And the best part is, today, I'm giving it away completely free. All you have to do is click the first link in the description and you'll get full access to the program. It literally has all the information you need to build a robust but super profitable agency. So again, click the first link below to get access to it. And if you found this video valuable, make sure to subscribe to the channel as we're going to be loading a lot more videos over the next couple weeks about how to build and scale your agency. See you on the next video.